This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, October 15th. God's word for you today is justified. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 18, verse 3 and 5. And it says, a widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. This woman is driving me crazy. I am going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Yesterday, we learned that mercy is what drops the hand of judgment. Mercy leads to justification. Justification simply means just as if you never sinned. God will have mercy on you, and as you receive God's mercy, you will become justified in the name of Jesus. Justification births righteousness. Righteousness simply means you are in the right standing with God. So, because of God's mercy and justification, you are just as if you never sinned, and you are now in right standing with God. And because you are in right standing with God, every statement issued that has been working against you and you have been struggling with, for some, it was issued by pastors or by your parents. For some, it came by virtue of their friendships. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every such statement is cancelled. The truth remains that when God shows his mercy, no one can question him. Years ago, I jokingly said to God, let's do an experiment. Bless me in a mind-blowing way and let's find out who can question you. It is something that if it happens, nobody can question God. I have not seen the person. Have you? Do you know that based on certain people's criteria, you should not be alive? You should not be able to pay your bills based on their criteria. You should be feeding off their hands. But God has made sure that that did not happen. And that will never happen in the name of Jesus. And nobody can question him. The God that we serve uses judgment and decrees to change seasons. And Jesus is telling us through the story in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, that judgments change seasons and intercessions alters judgments in your favor. Intercession changes judgments. Regardless of what has been preset and what has been said, intercession can change it. Supplication, you going to God by yourself, can change the verdict. And we see this in the wedding in Cana of Galilee. In John chapter 2, verse 3 to 5, the judgment was out. The wine was finished. The implication of that is the wedding party has flopped, but Mary interceded for the couple. John chapter 2, verse 3 says, Mary, the host stands on the brink of embarrassment. There are many guests and there is no more wine. They did not even know that Mary was interceding. I pray that God will raise voices for you in places where you cannot speak for yourself. As much as I am grateful to God for the grace to pray, I am super grateful to God for the people who are praying for me because it is powerful. Let us pray. Father, because of your mercy and justification that has put me into right standing with you, let every judgment contrary to my destiny be cancelled in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.